गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा,
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा,
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा।
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा,
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा।
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेश,
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा।
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा,
वागीश शरणं शरणं वागीशा।
वागीश शरणं शरणं वागीशा,
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 सारीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा।
सारीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा,
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 गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा।
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा,
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा।
गणेश शरणं गणेशा,
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा।
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा,
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा।
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा,
वागीश शरणं शरणं वागीशा।
वागीश शरणं शरणं वागीशा,
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 सारीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा।
वागीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा,
सारीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा।
सारीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा,
सारीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा।
सारीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा,
सारीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा।
सारीश शरणं शरणं सारीशा,
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा।
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा,
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा।
गणेश शरणं शरणं गणेशा,
शरणं गणेशा,
शरणं गणेशा,
गणपति बाप्पा मोरया, श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की। शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे,
शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे वाग्विलासिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे वाग्विलासिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे वाग्विलासिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे वाग्विलासिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे।
शंकर पूजित शारदे, संतन वंदित शारदे। शंकर पूजित शारदे, संतन वंदित शारदे। शंकर पूजित शारदे, संतन वंदित शारदे।
शंकर पूजित शारदे
संतन वंदित शारदे। वीणा पानी शारदे, विद्यादायिनी शारदे। वीणा पानी
शारदे
विद्यादायिनी शारदे। शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे वाग्विलासिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे वाग्विलासिनी शारदे।
शंकर पूजित शारदे, संतन वंदित शारदे।
शारदे संपन्न शारदे।
वीणा पाणि शारदे, विद्यादायिनी शारदे।
शारदे
विद्यादायिनी शारदे। शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे।
शारदे शारदे हंसवाहिनी शारदे।
वाग्विलासिनी शारदे।
वाग्विलासिनी शारदे।
शंकर पूजित शारदे।
शंकर पूजित शारदे।
संतन वंदित शारदे।
संतनवन्दित शारदे।
वीणा पाणि शारदे।
वीणापाणि शारदे।
वाग्विलासिनी शारदे। वाग्विलासिनी शारदे। सरस्वती मैया की जय। श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय। जय सिया राम, जय जय सिया राम।
जय सिया राम। जय जय सिया राम।
जय सिया राम, जय जय सिया राम।
जय सिया राम। जय जय सिया राम।
बोलो राम 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 राजा राम।
राम राम राजा राम।
बोलो राम 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 राजा राम।
बोलो राम राम राजा राम।
बोलो राम राम राजा राम।
राम
बोलो राम 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 राजा राम।
राम
राम राजा राम। जय सिया राम, जय जय सिया राम,
जय सिया राम, जय जय सिया राम,
बोलो राम 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 सीता राम।
बोलो राम 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 सीता राम,
बोलो राम 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 सीता राम।
राम राम सीता राम,
बोलो राम 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 सीता राम।
राम सीता राम,
बोलो राम 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 सीता राम।
बोलो राम राम सीता राम,
जय सिया राम, जय जय सिया राम।
जय सिया राम, जय जय सिया राम,
जय सिया राम, जय जय सिया राम।
जय सिया राम, जय जय सिया राम,
जय जय सिया राम,
जय जय सिया राम,
जय जय सिया राम,
जय
जय जय
जय सिया
सिया
राम,
राम। सियावर रामचंद्र की,
जय
श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की
जय।
जय। ओ ॐ सहनावतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति। ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वदं मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। रामो राजमणि सदा विजयते रामं रमेशं भजे रामेणाभिहिता निशाचरचमू रामाय तस्मै नमः। रामान्नास्ति परायणं परतरं रामस्य दासोऽस्म्यहं रामे चित्तलयः सदा भवतु मे भो राम मामुद्धर। माता रामो मत्पिता रामचन्द्रः स्वामी रामो मत्सखा रामचन्द्रः सर्वस्वं मे रामचन्द्रोदयालु नान्यं जाने नैव जाने न जाने। हरि ओम। A teacher can teach us many things. Yes? Say yes. A teacher teaches us A to A to Z. A to Z. A to Z, A to Z. Same difference. Teacher teaches us 1 plus 1, addition, subtraction. And as we grow, then the teacher also begins to teach more and more complicated topics. And a good teacher teaches the topic. This is the curriculum they teach. A better teacher clears all of our doubts. Because every student learns differently. So not all teachers understand or approach teaching in that way. So a better teacher still will seek to clear the doubt of that student and all students. But a great teacher transforms a student, not just with regards to the subject matter, but with regards to life, how they think, how they see the world. I'm sure many of us have had teachers in our lives whose impression upon us is not because they taught the subject matter very well. My favorite teacher was Spanish and math, actually. They too are my favorite teachers. And that doesn't mean I failed math all the way from one till I just passed because I had to. Not for the subject matter did I like them, but for who they were as people. It's a great teacher. So the role of a teacher in our lives, that much we cannot argue with. A teacher is quite important, we should say. Essential, even. So what to say for a guru? Guru is indispensable. Without a guru in our lives, where will we go, really? How will we find our way spiritually? The teacher shows our way through the world. The guru shows us our way through the spiritual path. And the guru takes us from the ABCs of Vedanta all the way to Brahma Jnanam. But there is one thing in this world that cannot be taught. There are many things that probably cannot be taught, but one thing for sure is not a subject matter, not for any classrooms or lecture halls or satsang halls even. A thing is called as bhakti. Nobody can teach us bhakti. We grew up seeing our parents, you know, Jai Jagadisha Hare. That is not bhakti that they taught. That is culture. That is tradition. That is samskaras that they imparted. But bhakti is something we have to live. Bhakti is something we have to experience. Bhakti is something that must be felt and awakened in our hearts through our life's experience. Nobody can make us fall in love with Bhagwan. We have to do that for ourselves. So, this bhakti, then, how do I develop this? The question is, and if you're saying it cannot be taught, then good. We can stop satsang now. No 3-night Shabari Katha, because we can't teach it. So why are we here? We cannot teach you how to love, but Bhagwan can teach us the path to getting there. So why should I say more when Sri Ramchandra Ji himself gives us the means, the doorways? And through the form of a simple tribal woman in the name of Shabari. I'm sure everyone here knows very well the story of Shabari Mata, Dilli woman. This is taking us in Aranyakand. We are just after Doha, number 33, I think. For those of you who have your Ramcharitmanas, PDFs or otherwise. Shabari Mata, as we know, is a simple woman. She grew up, her father was a hunter. And she grew up in that simple tribal lifestyle. No education, not literate. And just doing whatever it is that they did in in their particular tribe. And then as is the custom, her marriage was arranged, and the night before her own wedding, just before, she noticed that they were slaughtering the animals. For what? For a wedding feast. And that did not sit well with her. So, in the middle of the night, young as she was, she runs away. And running away from that, she runs to the the ashrama of Matanga Rishi. And there she takes sharana. She surrenders at the feet of the Rishi and asks him to take care of her. And so he does, because it's the nature of munis. Santa Mahatmas, their nature is to take care of us. So, and ashramas are the place we go to when we want some rest from our shrama. So the Rishi takes her in and she becomes his dasi. We know she sweeps, she picks fruits, she does all of that. And she serves him. Truly the best example of seva. And then, of course, as is the end for all of us, the time for the rishis to drop that body is very near. Now she has been serving for many, many years, quite old herself. And so he is there lying in his deathbed. And she herself is in grief, sorrow. If you are going, what will happen to me? I was your dasi. Now you are leaving. Who will take care of me? These other brahmacharis you have here, they ignore me. They go about their business, you know, head in the book, because they're all Mahan Purushas, great Jnanis. They don't care about me, you know. Because all this time she's been serving, no recognition, nobody saying her name, nothing like that. And the Rishi says, my dear, you don't need to grieve. Your devotion through your seva will bring you mukti. So she said, okay, good, I'll come with you then. He said, no, you have a little bit to go, but you just wait. Sri Rama is coming and he will give you that mukti. Saying this, the guru departs. Now she, what can she do? The guru told wait, so now she has to wait. So she waits. Every day she sweeps the forest floor. There's no nice concrete. It's forest floor she's sweeping. Why? Bhagwan is walking there barefoot, you know. It shouldn't have any twigs or branches. He should walk on nice clean ground, not stub his foot anywhere. Daily she picks nice fruits because she wants Bhagwan to eat, you know. Nice fruits. Nice tasting fruits. And she waits and she waits and she waits and she sits there in the afternoon for someone to approach that ashrama until finally, one day, the guru's words are fulfilled. So let us just chant these. We'll just chant very briefly these chaupais there. Just after that,
33.
Doha 33, the line starts Tahi, third chaupai. Tahi Dei Gati Rama Udara. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama. Shri Ram Jai Ram
Jai Jai Rama.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Rama.
ताहि देई गति राम उदारा सब ताहि देई
गति राम उदारा
सबरी के आश्रम पगु धारा
सबरी के आश्रम उदारा
सबरी देखी राम गृह आए
सबरी देखी राम गृह आए
मुनि के बचन समुझी जी भाए
के बचन समुझी जी भाई
सरस जलोचन बाहु बिसाला
सरसी चलोचन बाहु बिसाला
जटा मुकुट सिर उर बन माला
जटा मुकुट सिर उर बन माला
श्याम गौर सुंदर दो भाई
श्याम गौर सुंदर
सबरी परी चरण लपटाई,
सबरी परी चरण लपटाई,
प्रेम मगन मुख बचन नावा,
प्रेम मगन मुख बचन नावा,
पुनि पुनि पद सरोज सिर नावा,
पुनि पुनि पद सरोज सिर नावा,
सादर जल लय चरण पखारे,
सादर जल लय चरण पखारे,
पुनि सुंदर आसन बैठारे,
पुनि सुंदर आसन बैठारे,
कंद मूल फल सुर सती, कंद मूल फल सुर सती, दिए राम कहु आनी,
दिए राम कहुआनी,
प्रेम सहित प्रभु खाई,
प्रेम सहित प्रभु खाई,
बारंबार बखानी,
बारंबार
पानी जोरी आगे भई तारी,
पानी जोरी
प्रभु ही बिलोहि प्रीति अति बाढ़ी,
प्रभु ही बिलो की अति बाढ़ी,
केहि बिरि स्तुति करऊ तुम्हारा,
स्तुति करूं तुम्हारी,
अधम जाति में जड़ मति भारी,
अधम जाति में जड़ मति भारी,
अधम ते अधम अति नारी, तिन
नारी,
महमय मति मंद घारी,
मति मंद भारी,
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम जय जय रामा,
श्री राम जय
जय जय रामा, श्यावर रामचंद्र की जय। एक्चुअली इट स्टार्ट्स मिड चौपाई, फर्स्ट लाइन ताहि देई गति राम उदारा, भगवान जस्ट कम्स फ्रॉम कबंदा, Kabanda was in the form of a rakshasa, and Bhagwan returned him to his original form. And then he re now journeys on to Shabari Mata's ashram. And see also, now Tulsidas ji calls, this is Matanga Rishi's ashrama. And now Tulsidas ji is saying, Sabari ke ashram. It's hers. Because she's doing all of the work, you know? Not like, you know, when you have children and one child is home doing all of the work, and then the other one gets the house and the will. Right? Shabari is doing all of the work. This is her ashram only. Shabari ke ashram, Pagudhara. Bhagwan comes there to the home of Shabari Mata. Shabari dekhi, Rama Griha aaye. She sees that form of Bhagwan Sri Ramchandra ji approaching that ashrama, that griha, a home. Muni ke bachana samuji jiya bhaye. Bhagwan is truly an amazing person, better than us. First of all, the patience to sit and wait, because she has to wait for Bhagwan to be born, to go to Gurukula, then he has to go and save Vishwamitra and get married, do all of these things. And finally, he gets to come to the forest, and then his wife gets kidnapped also. So she's waiting for all of these things. And then Bhagwan also, he's tied now. His hands are tied. Why? He has to go. He has no choice. The bhakta is waiting for him. Sita Devi is going south. Jatayu already told. Ravana took her south. He has to head south. He has to reverse course to go north to Shabarimala. This is the power of a bhakta. Number one. Number two, the Rishi told Bhagwan will come. Now, Bhagwan cannot allow the word of the Rishi to go unfulfilled. So for the sake of the bhakta, he will reverse course if he has to. Extend his stay if he has to. Whatever it is, for the sake of the bhakta. And to fulfill the words of the rishi, to make sure that the rishi's words are fulfilled. Two things. So Bhagwan's hands are tied. He has to come. And so he comes there. Munike bachana. And knowing that Shabari herself fills her heart is filled with so much of joy. Munike bachana samujijiya bhaye. Sarasa jalochana bahubisala. How beautiful. And she's describing here not just Rama, she's describing both brothers. Eyes, lotus-like eyes, big strong arms. Jata Mukutasira Ura Banamala. That Jata on his head. They're living in the forest, more than a decade now. There are no barbers or hairdressers around. So the hair is a little bit matted. And on his hair, decorated with malas, are they wearing? Flowers and leaves of the forest. Syama Gaura Sundara Do Bhai. One brother dark, Bhagwan. Syama. And one Gaura Lakshmana, fear. Sabari Pari Charanalapa Tayi. Overwhelmed with love, she falls at the feet of both Rama and Lakshmana. Prema Magana, drowning in that love for the Lord. Mukha Bachananava, she cannot speak. Arjuna falls in the battlefield, he cannot speak, not for love of the Lord, but for fear of death. Here, she cannot speak for love of Bhagavan. There, Shankaracharya ji describes Arjuna as drowning in moha. Here, Shabari is drowning in bhakti. Puni puni parasa roja saranava. Again and again, she bows her head to that lotus feet of Bhagavan. Sadara jalale charanapakari. How with great reverence and so much tremendous love, respect, reverence to Bhagavan. Again and again, she bows to their feet. Puni sundara asana bai thari. Then, when a guest comes to our home, we give them a nice seat, invite them inside, let them sit nicely, be comfortable, wash their feet, do all of that. She does all of the hospitalities. And then Kandamula Palasurasa Ti Rama Kahuani. Prema Sahita Prabhu Kai Barambara Bakani. People always ask, hey, this Shabari is giving Juta fruits, Juta food. She's eating and giving. So why it is that, if Shabari can eat and give, why can't I? Why all, everything I have to do like this and do like that? It should be placed this way and placed that way. We had one pandit in our ashram in Trinidad. Some of you might know him. You may have met him, Pandit Bisasa. He used to remind me of Ashok Ji, white beard, and always in the white kurta. One day I actually mistook. He was one day when you all had come to the ashram. For puja, he would, this Pandit Bisasa, he would everything check and make sure it's perfect. The flowers, even, not one flower should be even slightly brown. Not one leaf should be even torn. When I say perfect, he would make sure. And people used to get so upset. Oh, what is the big deal? We know how people get. Why are you making such a fuss? Bhagwan doesn't care about this. Bhagwan doesn't care about that. Why are you making such a fuss about it? See, Bhagwan might not care about the literal thing, but he cares about the bhava with which we offer. Because you go to the store and you buy something for yourself, and you come home and you realize it's dented or scratched or torn. First thing, we don't hesitate to get a refund or return. Isn't it true? Say yes or no.
Yes.
So for Bhagwan, we should give things that are not nice. The tree is filled with flowers, and we should give old flowers. Thorn flowers? No. The bhava with which we give makes a difference. Bhagwan does not care about the fruit. It's all his anyway. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashritaha Pranapanasamayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidha. He is the one eating it. As far as he is concerned, he already started eating it. He has just come to finish his meal. That is all. Because aham pachami, he is a Vaishvanara, eating on the inside. Shabari was not the one to bite from that fruit. It was Bhagwan himself who bit from that fruit. And Bhagwan himself has come to finish his meal. So who are we to judge? Oh, so now we should have that ice. Now I should taste the prasad before we give Nailedia. No. If your bhava is Shabari's bhava, fine. If my bhava is not there, I should give first. Then I partake. So we should let this half-eaten fruit thing put to rest. Next time somebody asks, you tell them. You tell them this. Pani jodi aage bhai tari. Standing before Bhagwan, she folds her hands in prayer, in surrender to the Lord. Prabhu hi bilo ki priti ati pari, and looks at him with eyes filled with such love. And then Bhagwan, kehi bidi astuti karo tumhari. I don't know how to praise you. I never learned many Vedic mantras. I don't know Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha, nothing like that I know. I don't know anything. Can't even read anyway. So how can I praise you? No mantras, no stutis, no stotram, no nothing. Tell me. And that too, adhama jati. I come from such a low caste. May jadamati bhari. That too. I myself am not so intelligent. Jaramati. Adamate adhama adhamati nari. Amongst the lowest, women are low. Amongst the low, women are lower. And amongst them, I am the lowest because why? Mahamati manda aghari. Hey aghari, O destroyer of sins. Now, lines like this get shackles people's feathers. Why is she saying women are lower? First of all, let us keep in mind context. Nothing should ever be read out of context. What is the context? She herself is a tribal woman. She was born into a tribal society, not Brahmana, not Vaishya, not Shudra, not Kshatriya. None of them. Outcast, not belonging to the four varnas, number one. So, in a tribal society, value is measured by utility, isn't it? So, this is just the way it would be lovely if it wasn't. But we are by no means idealists, we are realists. So, in a society like that, people's values are measured by their utility. In communities like that, that are very tribal in nature, this is how they. And that has nothing to do with, I don't think that has much to do with academics either. Very academic, very. People who have lots of education also think like that, based on utility only, isn't it? So in a society like that, that is how they view things. And this is how she was raised to think in that type of society. We don't have to accept it as, it need not be the way we are, but we must understand it is the way Shabari was raised. It need not apply to us in that way. So she says, Adhama te adhama adhama ati nari tinamahu me mati manda aghari, o aghari, destroyer of all aghas, of all sins, papa papahani. Kaha Raghupati Sunu Bhamini Bada. Oh, we didn't see that. We'll chant those lines. Shri Rama Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Rama.
Shri Rama.
श्री राम जय रामा जय जय रामा
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
कह रघुपति सुनो भामिनी बाता।
रघुपति सुनो भामिनी बाता
मानव एक भगति करनाता। जाति पाति कुल धर्म बराई।
जाति पाति पढ़ाई
धन बल परिजन गुण चतुराई।
चतुराई
अगतिहीन नर सोहई कैसा।
भक्ति सोहरी सब
बिनु जल बारिद देखिए जैसा।
जैसा
नवधा भगति कहो तो ही पाही।
सावधान
सावधान सुनु धरु मन माही। प्रथम भगति संतन कर संगा।
दूसरी
दूसरी रति मम कथा प्रसंगा। श्री राम जय जय रामा।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
श्री राम जय राम जय जय रामा।
श्री राम जय राम
जय
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 रामा। श्यावर रामचंद्र की जय। So in great humility, Shabari Mata looks to Bhagwan and says, "You know, I don't know how to praise you. I don't have the words. I don't know any vidhis. I know nothing." And Bhagwan says, "Kaha Raghupati, sunu bhamini bata, oh noble woman." So she is describing herself as adhamate, adhama, adhama, ati nari. Bhagwan is calling her noble woman, bhamini. Says, listen to me. Mano ek bhagati kara nata. There is only thing, one thing that matters to me. Bhakti. Ek bhagati. Mano. To me only, all that counts is bhakti. And then he tells what jati, whatever might be your caste, pati, whatever might be your clan. Kula, your lineage, dharma, your duties, your job in this world, barai, whatever sense of fame you might have, then dhana, however much or however little wealth, bala, strength, parijana, family, guna, qualities, chaturai, virtues, qualities, cleverness, chaturai. Bhagatihina, but without bhakti, narasohai kaisa. None of it matters. Like what? Binu jala barada, dekhiya jaisa. Have you seen a cloud without water? And what value is it then? It's just steam. And you know, it is the human nature to take things and make it complicated. People ask, you know, does Shastra say don't get wealth? Shastras won't say don't get wealth, but we should ask ourselves, how much wealth is needed? See, I might need a certain amount to live. We live in a capitalist world, so it is needed. And wealth has always been there in some form or the other. Our particular era, wealth is in the form of money these days, investments, but so I need a certain amount. My needs have to be met. Even to be comfortable in life, get a good education, all of these things are there. But it's a certain point when all of these needs are met, then wealth beyond that is just acquisition. Because I don't need it to pay a bill, I don't need it to buy food, nothing. I have those things are covered. Now it's just about acquisition. And then at the point of acquisition, I should ask myself, am I acquiring it simply for the sake of being, this wealthy person, and everybody should know me because I am this great Mahapurusha? Or do I use that wealth for society? And that is the difference. One should acquire. Grihastha's duty is to work, and the grihastha also has that responsibility. Grihasthas are the ones keeping society moving. When you retire, you retire. You're not contributing to the whole economical rat race anymore. Now you're just benefiting from your hard labor. That's all. Rightfully so. The grihastha is the one who is working and contributing and keeping that whole cycle moving. So yeah, acquire, no problem. How I use it, however, is what's important. So, what is the wealth of a bhakta? Bhagwan says the wealth is bhakti. Bhakta is one who has bhakti. Because I can have all of it, but at the end of it, if I am just acquiring for greed, if I am devoid of devotion in my heart, then for Bhagwan, it's pointless. You have not used your time, you have not used your abilities, you have not used your knowledge, you have not used your resources, your position in society, or anything to help others. Therefore, what is the point of it? One day soon, every Yamraj comes for us all. When he comes, name, fame, all of it stays right here. And Bhagwan himself is Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Yashasa, Yashasaha, Shriyaha. He has all of it already. So none of it is of any importance to him, to the Lord. Therefore, for Bhagwan, bhakti is the number one quality. And what is that bhakti he tells? He gives now that first Navada bhakti. Of the nine, he gives the first Prathama bhagati, Santanakara Sangha, Satsang. Really, and the same Ramcharitmanas, Tulsidas ji writes very famously, Binu Satsanga Viveka Navoye. How does a magnet work? A magnet doesn't reach out and grab any and everything, right? The magnet has to attract a material that is ferromagnetic. Only then, if that material has that capacity, then the magnet, it is attracted to the magnetic field. And then what happens? It starts to tune itself to that magnet. Yeah, and it starts to borrow qualities from that magnet. Now, some materials, the minute you remove it from the field, immediately that magnetism is gone. It returns to its original state. Some materials it maintains for a little while. Other materials even transforms itself into a magnet itself, somewhat. It becomes magnetic itself. It's rare, but it is there. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. I paid attention in class, This is called satsang. Magnetism. Some people, when we go to satsang, in the beginning, we are like, He sits in satsang and so transfixed, and then, oh, it was so good, such a good speaker, and so funny, and such good jokes, and everything made so much sense. And then after bhajan, then there is bhojan, and then satsang goes out the window, right? Yeah, we walk out, and then we go home and back to life as normal. Yeah. We are, those are the those kinds of materials that as soon as it pulls away from the magnet, it just immediately goes back. But after some time, that's a very tamasic mind. After some time, when I start to, then I go home because, in July I have to go to India. I have to go to Hyderabad because my niece is getting married. So I have to fit into my clothes, So then when I go to eat that second gulab jamun, oh no. I remember in satsang, Swamiji, they said, vairagya. So I won't have it. So then I start applying little by little. And then you go home and, the spouse or the child or the parent says something and you get angry and then you, oh, right. Shamaha, damaha, all of this thing, right? Control of my senses. All right, I'll practice it. I'll practice it. I remember it, they said it in satsang. I should not get angry, So little by little, some things begin to stick. And I start practicing. Little by little, I start to put it into practice. And then what happens? The tamasic mind from a rajasic mind, slowly, slowly, it begins to turn into a more and more sattvic mind. Then satsang begins to make sense to me. Then I seek it. And satsang need not only be like this. Satsang means I have to find myself in the right environment. That environment is that environment is the thing that affects me the most. If I am not in the right environment, then you see, that is the people whose company I keep eventually becomes the conversations in my own mind. When I'm with them or not, if I'm around people who are all the time talking all kinds of nonsense, then in my alone time also my mind goes there. Isn't it so? The things are not just people. The things that I watch, the things that I read, what I listen to, then that's what we keep going back to. That's the thing that attracts us. That's the magnet that pulls us towards it. This is satsang. So it's either satsang in my life or kusam, dusam. That's why most people, when we go to satsang, if my mind is tamasic, then I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. And then I don't want friends also. When my friends start talking about, oh, I have to go to Chinmaya Mission. Why are you always going to Chinmaya? Why are you always going to the temple? Why can't you come out with us? I don't want to hear about this. Da, 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 da. Leave all that in India, Because the mind is not attracted to it. We have to be willing. We have to be willing to find such company. And when we find that company, we have to stick close, keep close. That first contact might not change us. That first contact, we walk away and, it's okay. Repeat it. And consistency. Consistency is the key. Sustained contact is the thing that makes a difference. Otherwise, we won't feel that need to return again and again. And the more and more we sustain that kind of contact, the more and more we get close to satsang, satsangis, then what happens? Their magnetism, slowly I borrow that until it becomes my own. Until I soon enough become a magnet in my own right. I become that source for others. This is satsang. Then Bhagavan says the next type of bhakti is called Shravanam. Famously in Bhagavatam, Prahalad starts with Shravanam. भगवान श्री रामचंद्र जी साथ सत्संग. नेक्स्ट ही सेज दूसरी रति मम कथा प्रसंग. द सेकंड टाइप ऑफ भक्ति इज स्टीवी सेज सत्संग नीड नॉट बी प्रवचन. इट नीड नॉट बी नेसेसरली सिटिंग एंड लिसनिंग टू दिस इन दिस वे. जस्ट कीपिंग गुड कंपनी. बट इवन इफ इट इज प्रवचन एंड व्हाट शुड इवेंचुअली हैपन मम प्रसंग मम कथा प्रति यू शुड एंजॉय इट. दिस इज वाई सनातन धर्म इज ट्रूली यूनिक. मेनी पीपल लाइक टू से यू नो ऑल रिलीजन्स आर द सेम. ऑल रिलीजन्स आर नॉट द सेम. वी शुड नॉट थिंक दैट ऑल्सो दे आर नॉट. दैट इज नॉट अ बैड थिंग. दैट इज नॉट इज नॉट इट इज नॉट अ नेगेटिव थिंग टू से. डिफरेंस इज नॉट बैड. डिफरेंस इज जस्ट डिफरेंस. दैट्स ऑल. You like brown, one likes red. Yeah, we like different colors. Does it make one color better than the other? No, it's just difference. We should understand the differences. Sanatana Dharma is not like any other spiritual or philosophical tradition. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And that is okay also. To each their own path. But if I am a Sanatani, I should understand Sanatana Dharma. And so in our tradition, it starts with when we are children. We are introduced to the stories of the Lord. And not like in a philosophical way either. Bhagwan is introduced as a superhero. He is shown in all of to do amazing things or fun stories like Ganesha, how he runs around his mother and father. Like Sri Krishna stealing butter from the gopis. These stories get the children engaged. They get them excited. They fall in love with Bhagwan. He becomes like a friend to them. Then, little by little, as the child grows and the mind also grows, then the stories go from mere stories that are fun and exciting, and slowly we start introducing simple values: Satyam, Shaucham, Ahimsa, Asteyam. Simple values we start to introduce. Then, as that young person grows and matures, the adult now has to move away from stories. Now the adult has to sit and listen to Jnanam. We are too big for stories. A mature mind, the mature seeker, sadhaka, now starts seeking knowledge. We have heard the stories, we have practicing the values. Now jnana has to be there. This is how the Sanatana Dharma is laid out. This is why Varna Ashrama is so important also. Nowadays, nobody follows ashrama. 10-year-olds are acting like 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds. 40-year-olds are acting like 10-year-olds. So everything is all ulta ulta. Ashrama is very important for this purpose because when we are children, we should get children suitable stories, knowledge that is suitable for a child at their learning capacity. If the child asks, why is it raining? A four-year-old comes, why does it rain? You're not going to start in a long kahani about the water table and the water cycle. Oh, it's evaporation, and then it goes up into the clouds, and nobody's going to talk about condensation. They can't even say the word. They might ask if it's condensed milk. We make up some fancy story, you know? There's an elephant up there in the sky, and he has a swimming pool, and he dips his trunk, and then when he does like that, he sprays water and it rains. So we tell little kids these kinds of things. In the same way, our stories are meant to entertain them like that. And they start to develop a relationship with Bhagwan. And they enjoy it. We also enjoy it, that is true. But then at some point, our enjoyment has to go from mere enjoyment to learning. But first, Rati, we should enjoy it. So, if from a young age, I have developed that love for listening to the stories, the kathas of Bhagwan, his prasanga, all of his great, leelas. Then, as an adult, it becomes like home to me. I get comfort from it. Like, your mother's food gives you comfort. Or at one time it did. Not when you were teenagers.
Yeah.
Nobody likes their mother's food when they're teenagers. But when we grow up, we start, you know. Mom, can you make this? Mom, can you cook and freeze and give it to me when you go
College.
to college?
Miss Mom's cooking.
Yeah. So, Rati. Now, what is listening to the stories of the Lord? Listening is not a passive thing. It shouldn't just. Some people, it doesn't even penetrate. This thing hard. Too much wax in the ears. Nothing goes in. We should listen actively. We spoke about a good teacher, a better teacher, a great teacher. Now, what about a student? Same thing, yeah. A good student takes notes and memorizes and parrots it off and passes the examination. A better student actually tries to understand and, you know, does some critical thinking. And what about great students? The great student, as the teacher tells, immediately that student assimilates that knowledge. It is not just memorized information. Knowledge is information in action. I have to live it. I have to assimilate it. I have to practice it. Many people can study and memorize. It's not so hard. It's not so easy. But it's not so hard also. But every single professional knows simply memorizing notes in a classroom is not going to cut it. Because when you go out into the, you can't go, oh, wait, let me check my notes. You have to be able to do it right away. The knowledge that we learned in the classroom has to be assimilated so that I can put it into practice in the world, in my workplace. And it becomes my wisdom. It becomes my lived experience. Listening to the stories of the Lord, that is the way in which I should listen. Fully engage. See how Bhagwan begins this line also. I didn't say it then. See how Bhagwan tells. Savadan. You stay attention, pay attention. Make sure your mind is focused. All your personality should be listening to me. Pay attention, savadhan, be attentive, be alert, be vigilant. This is not just in bhakti also, jnanam it is essential, both margas. Bhakti says there are no qualifications, but even the bhakta must practice vigilance and alertness in there, in life. And then what happens? Bhagwan enters through the air. And when the story of the Lord enters in through the air, it bypasses the intellect and it hits us right in the heart. And then that thing I should hold on to. This is why Tulsi Ramayana is very unique compared to Valmiki Ramayana. Valmiki Ramayana is, of course, the original, the standard. But this Ramcharitmanas can be sung in many, 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 many different ways. And you don't need to know ragas and these things also. It's not necessary. You can just sing. It's the beauty of Ramcharitmanas. You can sing it in any which way. And so, I should have satsang in my life. Keep such people in my life that they help me to turn and tune my mind towards the Lord. Then I should start listening to his kathas, start listening to his leelas, and be find joy, find the joy in it. If I don't find the joy in it, then I shouldn't just say, okay, I don't like it. That's why we have so many forms of God. If you don't like stories about Ganesha, no problem. You try Krishna. I don't like Krishna also. No problem. Try Shiva. Try Rama. You try. You'll find somebody you As many minds as there are in this world, that many forms of those Lord are there. For each one of us, there is a form of the Lord that is made for us. And if he's not there yet, bet your bottom dollar it will happen. He will make himself into the form that you need in your life to have that, because that's all Bhagwan wants. Ek bhagati, he says. That is all he wants. Think about me. And people say, you know, well, I think about Bhagwan, but I don't, you know, I don't, I'm not getting it. It's not quite, I'm not making that connection just yet. So then Bhagwan says, fine. You're coming to satsang? Yes. You're listening to my katha? Yes. Again, Shabari katha. Fine. Here is a guru. Guru Pada Pankaja Seva Tisari Bhagati Amana. Here is a guru. Why is a guru coming third? Well, it's a very simple thing. You have to make a step, no? You sit in your room, you know? People sit in their house all day. Everybody, because everybody's work from home these days. All day, you're sitting in your home, working on a computer. Don't go out, don't do anything. And then, why am I still single and not married? I want to get married. Well, you have to step out of your house at least, you know? Go to the grocery. Everything is Amazon. You're ordering your food on Amazon. Everything is being delivered. You have to at least go outside and meet people. What do you think? They're going to come inside your house? Huh. And this path, prayatna, gives way to prasad. I have to make some effort. Prayatna must be there. The minute I make an effort, a step in that direction, Bhagwan does not hesitate. The prasada will come. This is a guarantee. That's why every day you pass that lottery sign, you know, and you see it every day. 75 million, 100 million, 200 million, 500 million even. LA, it climbs up to like, the other day it was like 500 million. And you think, Bhagwan, let me win the lottery. Let me win, you know. If I win, I promise I'll donate half to the temple. Yeah. Just let me win. Fellow dies. And he goes, and he goes there to Saket. You didn't let me win. But you never bought a ticket. You should at least buy a ticket. How can you win? We have to buy a ticket. We have to make a step. Prayatna. And through that prayatna, through my self-effort, the prasada comes. The prasada comes in the form of the guru. Bhagwan gives the guru. The guru helps to guide. The guru helps to show us the doorway. And when I am a little bit troubled, unsure, I have some doubts, then the guru is there to give guidance. Give me some support. And what should I do in return? What is my dakshina to the guru? Guru Pada Pankaja Seva. It's Chinmay Mission. This is why we talk about Seva. It's not Chinmay Mission. Rama is saying, do Seva. Next time they ask, all the Seva you have me doing. Yeah, Rama said. Sri Rama said, do Seva. Krishna also said it. What is Seva, you know? It is not that the guru needs to be served. He doesn't. The guru does not require our seva. It is a seva that helps to chip away the ego from me. Shabari Mata, not once was her name recognized. Not once was it, you know, anybody called and, oh, she was such a great seva. No plaques, no nothing. She just served. And through that seva, the guru gave her the greatest gift of all, Bhagwan. The guru made Bhagwan come there for her. This is the power of seva. What if it doesn't work? Well, you have to buy a ticket, no? You have to try. You have to try. The problem, the reason why it doesn't work for many people, it works. I can tell you it works from my experience. The reason why for many people it doesn't work is because they are looking for recognition. Every time something happens, the ego is so strong that I want to be praised. I want to be recognized. I want to be noticed. And when that ego is so strong seeking this, then it's not seva I am doing. I experience both sides of it. Personally, I'm not speaking about anybody else. I have no authority to speak on anybody. I can only speak for myself. In our ashram in Trinidad, this is being recorded. You can just edit this part, black it out. It's true, but Our Swamiji, not LACMLA Swamiji, CMTT Swamiji. Wonderful person. Always happy, always, has a smile on his face. But that's because you all don't know him the way we know him. Swamiji, we know, man, he is like, if you take that Brillo pad, that iron scrubbing pad, and you scrub your skin with that. I'm telling you. You cry in front of him. He will strip away all of that ego. And it has happened. My God. So many. There were times when I'm never going. This is before Vedanta course and everything, just a chick. I'll go home. I'm never going back to that mission. I'm never going back to that ashram. And the next day, it's like Stockholm syndrome. But the lessons learned, it's not about me. It was never about me. That's why the guru is so important. We keep that ideal of the guru there to remind us, not that, people, oh, you're worshiping the person and this stuff. It's not about that. The guru reminds us it is not about me. Jab main tha, tab hari nahi. As long as I am there, Hari will never come. Tab main, tab hari tha main nahi. But when I go away, Bhagwan is there. That ego has to be stripped away. And that process is painful. This is why many people, for them, seva is very difficult. Because that discomfort of actually stripping away the ego, we cannot bear it. And so we walk away. It's okay. You can walk away. But if I want Bhagwan in my life, may nahi. I have to. That may, that aham 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 has to go away. And hari 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 has to replace it. It's a very, Kabir Das Ji writes very wonderful dohas. Maybe next time we'll bring Swamiji to do Kabir Doha. This is the power of seva. And people think, oh, I did this, I did that, I did it. No, I did nothing. Because if I wasn't there, last time we were seeing Sundarkand, no? Ram kaaj kare beko aatur. No, what is the line from Sundarkand? How does it go again? That's Hanuman Chalisa, that line. None of you remembered also. Mohi kaha bisram. How does it end with that? Ram kaaj ki kaam bisram.
Ram kaaj ki.
When Bhagwan's work is to be done, I should not rest. But it's Bhagwan's work. If I am not there, you think Bhagwan's work will not get done?
Of course.
It will get done. He will find a way. Whoever is there, Bhagwan will find a way to get it done. This we have no doubt. I didn't do anything. And when I go also, the world will not stop when I am no longer here. So how important am I really? Right now, how many people are there alive? 8 billion, 8.5 billion, something like that. In the course of human history, how many people have been alive? 100 billion? something around? Nah, maybe not 100 billion. 40 billion, maybe? Less than 100 for sure. Of that number, let's say 40 billion people from the first human being to stand up all the way to us today, how many names do we remember? And how many will we remember next generation? These children growing up now, they won't know half the names we knew. I know you know. They won't know. Abdul Kalam, who is that? They won't know. They live for a generation or two. Once in a while, an Einstein. Once in a while. A Mahatma Gandhi. Once, and even then, once in a life, even then, they're not. Some people like, some people don't like. Once in a while, they come along and they may stay for some time. The name stays for some time. But they do not last because it's the nature of the world. The world is temporary, and everyone in it is also temporary. We're all recycled beings. So that whole thing of it, I should not think about me. Aham, 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 mama, mama, mama. I should think about how can I serve? So I get a guru so that I may serve the guru through whom the guru is nothing other than Bhagwan. The guru is nothing other than Bhagwan. And if you don't believe in one guru, fine. Dattatreya says they're here 24. You find one and you serve it though, and you serve well. And through that seva, that bhakti begins to. Bhakti arises when the I go, main nahi. Yes? All right. So we'll see more tomorrow. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम बोले श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय।
हरिओम।